Cronk and the Bro podcast.
Cronk and the Bro.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back.
Thanks for listening and watching, as usual.
Yeah, and today, even though you might think I came up with this topic today, I will have you know that someone who shall remain nameless came up with this topic. But I'm good with it because I feel passionate about it. I participate in it a lot. And we're going to be diving into some beauty regimen today.
Mm-hmm.
Are you so excited?
I kind of wanted to get this one over with.
Listen, I'm throwing you under the bus. You're the one who brought this up.
I know. I brought it up because I wanted to get rid of it. I want to get it done over with because...
Get rid of it? What do you mean get rid of it?
Yeah, just to know that we've covered this topic and then, you know... I mean, I guess if we have to address it, we'll have to address it, but
Mm-hmm.
It ain't my bag. Let's just put it that way.
No, I mean, I think as it relates to men, you would say your categories would fall under the more like grooming...
Yes.
Category, grooming. Like, you know, beauty regimen for women as it relates to skincare and makeup. And then for you, grooming. I'd say like that's where the differences lie for
I'm
us.
I'm not a beauty person. I'm a grooming as needed.
You're not. Like, you're not metrosexual. Like, there are some men who participate in a very thorough skincare routine.
Way too much work.
Very work. Into the grooming. But for you.
even like the men who like take their shit serious, like they gel their hair perfectly, like they, mm-hmm. you know, they're very detailed. So, I mean, I guess some men do use makeup, right?
Yeah.
Some men use makeup. I mean, not like, I mean, it's one thing if you're like, you know, for a Halloween costume, right? But like, I'm talking about like daily.
Everyday use is what you're talking
about, right?
Like daily.
There are men who use daily. I mean, you know, I guess it could help me with appearances, but you know. Certainly, but, you know, I won't deny that, but just not my daily routine for sure.
Yeah.
I'm not going that crazy.
Yeah, I mean, to each their own, right? Whoever wants to wear makeup, makeup is not gender specific.
Right.
But, you know, I certainly took a liking to makeup and beauty at a young age. I was always a creative kid, so I liked arts and crafts. So this was like arts and crafts on your face. Like even at like a young age, I was diving into my mom's makeup bag, putting lipstick on, and you know, I just a hobby of mine. It's fun.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's why like when Halloween rolls around and we get to like we were the Simpsons one year. Like that was a really fun year.
Yeah, that was cool. That was pretty cool.
I mean, I loved getting to cover you in makeup.
I think was that the last time I had makeup on? Do we do any other Halloween costumes?
Did you not do any face paint for any of our other ones?
No, because I mostly just have like costumes. So I feel like the last time I put any sort of makeup on was when I was Homer Simpson.
You got off easy.
Thank God.
Yeah. You didn't do any makeup for... Oh, it was such a pain.
I mean, that was all over our face.
We looked all jaundiced because we were just like yellow for days.
Yeah.
And I had blue in my hair. Like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot about your hair. Holy crap. That was crazy. Yeah, that, I mean, that'll be the Halloween episode where we go in depth.
Yeah, we'll dive into that more so in this fall.
yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, you know, it sounds, even for men who do intense grooming and, you know, they do the gelled hair and the mousse and like, you know, all
mousse.
That shit.
Yeah, love that you know the mousse.
I mean, you know, it's like, even that's a lot. I can't even imagine how awful it is for the ladies to every morning... that go nuts and like do everything and you know it's a lot. You gotta wake up so much earlier in the morning.
It is a lot. No shit. Yeah. It's
what?
Yeah, well, listen. Yeah. I don't go extreme with my hair. Like I tend to do more low maintenance stuff with my hair, but there are women who do like a fully styled hair which takes maybe 45 minutes and then you're doing makeup which could take 30 and then you're showering and then you're doing all the other things you have to do. In your morning, but I fall more minimal for like day to day, but then like nights out, special occasions, I'll like put on a full face of makeup, maybe do my hair.
So this is my question, and I think, yeah. So women washing their hair in the morning, they don't do it.
Okay, well I will let you know that curly haired women do not wash their hair every day, so. 2-3 times a week. Because your hair releases like... Don't look at me like that.
I'm just confused. I'm sorry. I'm just confused about this.
Listen, your hair produces natural oils, and mm-hmm. curly hair is naturally very dry. So you don't, the shampoo strips it of its natural oils. So you want to keep some of the natural oils in. So like,
oh, that's fucked up.
Well, I mean, curly hair is naturally just coarser. Women with straight hair, it really depends on like your scalp and like how oily your hair is. You're looking at me like this. I have 10 heads.
This is fucked up. Shampoo takes out your natural oils in your hair. It can't just like clean it.
No, it strips your scalp of the natural oils. So it's possible you have curly hair. Maybe you shouldn't be washing your hair every day.
Man,
ever think of that?
That's tough because I do enjoy shower.
You would still shower every day, and I get my hair wet every day. Now there are people who wear a shower cap.
Okay, that helps. All right, that makes it better. At least people. All right, so you can wash your hair, but you can, just don't use shampoo in it.
You can put it under the shower head every day. Like I don't put a shower cap on. Maybe if you've styled your hair, you might put a shower cap on. Or maybe some people don't want to get their hair wet. If they're not washing their hair, it's really more of a personal preference. Do you wear a shower cap because you're not bothering with washing it? Or I like the feeling of the water on my head, even if I'm not washing my hair. So I always just get it wet.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. But no, it strips the natural oils out. So you really want to keep them in. Keep the oils in, keep the scalp hydrated. So then I usually do more like every other day or every third day for washing my hair. Really, like, and summer and winter are very different too. Summer, well, because I tell you, there's a lot to do here.
Jesus.
Because summer, the oils produce quicker because it's hot out, you're sweaty, your hair gets grosser, faster, humidity. Winter, you could probably go few extra days.
God damn, it's exhausting.
It is exhausting. Boys have it so freaking easy.
Thank God we have it easy. My God, it's nuts. This is crazy.
Yeah.
You have to shift your hair washing schedule based on the season.
Yeah.
That's so fucked up. That's fucked up.
We totally do. All
right.
I would argue that if we spoke to someone who had straight hair, they're on a totally different schedule than me. And people who have curlier hair than I do, they're probably washing their hair once a week at most. I know. It's crazy.
What a racket. That's crazy.
Well, you have to find the frequency and the products that work for you and your hair. I know. This is invigorating for you. I know.
And there's a million products.
Oh, I know.
There's millions of them.
I've sampled many a product.
Sampled? You got a lot of products. There's tons of them.
You're saying I have too many products?
I'm going to zip the lip. But I think you know.
Well, listen, I will say that sometimes you want to do like different things in the shower as it relates to like beauty products. So, you know, maybe you want to do a more like conditioning hair mask. Have you heard of the hair mask?
Wait, how the fuck are you going to put a mask on your hair? What the fuck does that mean?
It's essentially
a hair mask?
Yes. It's not like...
Not your face.
It's not a mask. It's like...
Well, yeah, that's
a deep
cream.
Conditioner, essentially, is what it is. But they call it a hair mask. Same with like a face mask.
Shit's weird. Shit is weird.
It's not like a
literal face mask. Yeah, face mask makes sense. You're calling it a mask for your face.
No, but it's not like a peel on and off. It's a product that sits on your face for like 10 minutes. And same thing for the hair. It might sit on your hair for 10 minutes and then you wash it out. That's like what a hair mask would be. So sometimes in the summer weather when it's really humid and my hair is dry, I'll do a hair mask. So like that needs to be in there, but that's not for everyday use. So then like you have products like that where, you know... You might not be using
that's
them.
Too much shit already.
I know.
Now hair has masks. That's crazy. This is all crazy.
Well, you should try it sometime. It'd be fun. You could have a whole spa night.
Oh, man. Yikes.
Yeah. I know. But I do, you know, I think I mostly have the things I like to use. But sometimes I like to try new things. So then they accumulate in the shower. They accumulate... In other places.
In the cluttered space above the shared countertops within the bathroom. Ooh, gotcha, stung you. That stings.
You have things in there, too, that have just been collecting dust. Yeah, I hope so.
We should both have things in there. You know, not one person have, like, all of the space but on the countertop.
It's not just on the counter. It's in the medicine cabinet.
Oh, I know it's not just on the countertop. I know that there's products in different places.
Yeah.
There's lots.
Squirreled away in different places.
Oh, man.
Well, but listen, you have more athletic equipment than I do.
That is true.
So it's something that I like to participate in. And I know it might not seem like the same type of thing, but it's a hobby kind of thing. So like makeup, skincare, hobby. Whereas like you participate in sports. And so you have a lot of that kind of stuff.
It's a racket. They're just clean. They're cleaning the ladies out. They're getting the credit card swipes going.
Swiping. Well, Dick's Sporting Goods has your number, baby.
Well, of course they do.
They have your number. Best Buy has your number. So yeah. Sephora has mine. Ulta has mine. I know. I'm aware.
Well, then sponsor us now. There you go. See? We use your products. No, you know, it's just, that's where we spend our money on, I guess. But it just sounds exhausting every morning. Yeah, an hour and a half, non-showering?
I did not say an hour and a half. I said some women who do their hair, like if you know how you
it.
Like my hair straight?
Yeah, it looks dope.
Well,
yeah,
it's bullshit anyway, on that, but because it takes a really long ass time, so that's why I don't do it that often.
No, that's fair. And
in
fair,
the summer
forever,
months,
that
like,
sucks.
Forget it. You go outside and it's done. It's
not worth it.
It's
not
worth the time.
Yeah.
So for me, I'd say hair is like, you know, 10 minutes tops just to curl it and brush it, whatever. Makeup, maybe 15 to 20. So then, and then showering is about 15. So it's like a 45 minute all in.
Mm.
It's not an hour and a half for me. But there are people who probably spend an hour and a half getting ready each day.
And you could probably just, yeah. You could definitely just like completely lose me with the whole process and what this is and what that is.
I hate to call you out on something, though, but you take really long showers. Like, the whole time it takes me to get ready, you're still in the shower.
Oh, I don't care.
Yeah.
Don't
no.
care. Shameless.
So, I know you're shameless.
Guilty.
But let's call it where it is. Like, I can shorten my shower to use that time getting ready and making coffee, whereas you're still in
That's
the shower.
That's where you lose. The shower is the most therapeutic thing ever, and, you know, spending time just putting a mask on your hair or whatever the fuck it is that you do.
I'm not gonna live that
totally
down.
Totally a waste of time. More time with the
it's
hot
not,
water pressure
it's
on the back
a waste
feeling
of
amazing.
Time. Excuse me. It's not a waste of time.
That's fine. You enjoy
it's
doing it.
Exactly. To each their own, mister. And look, I'm gonna call you out on something else, okay?
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
What's that?
You have to be reminded to do some of your grooming. Like,
oh, yes.
You won't go get a haircut on your own.
Until I need, until
you're
it
like,
grows over
is
my
it
ears.
Getting long? Like, it, you wait until your hair grows into your ears and is so
funny.
Shaggy and crazy that you're like, do you think? I'm like, yes. I've been ready for weeks. Go get it. Go get that haircut.
Yeah, usually once it starts tickling the inside of my ear.
Yeah.
That's usually when I'm like, okay, I need to get a haircut.
Yeah, but see, you don't get the in-between haircuts. You're like, you're all like freshly cut now.
Mm-hmm.
Looks great. But you won't get that like maintained. You won't go get like an in-between.
Yeah, there's some people who are like every 20 days. Exactly.
Yeah.
Every 20
every
is an haircut.
Every 3 weeks, every 2 weeks, you're not one of those.
Well, I also jump around too. Like sometimes I buzz my hair and then I'm good for like 2 months before I need to get a haircut.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, it all varies, I guess. But yeah. So well, there's a lot of things I need to groom. And I'm an as-needed groomer.
Well, what about your face?
Well, that actually leads me to the next segment that we wanted to cover.
Okay.
So, all right. So you have your lady stuff you're going to quiz me on?
Oh, yes. I can't wait to quiz you on some spa and beauty terms. This is going to be fun.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, men, because men have a simpler thing, simpler, you know, getting ready and all that stuff, this category of questions I have for you is based around manscaping.
Love it.
It's based on manscaping. And I have five different things that men
Ooh,
groom.
Perfect. I have five too.
Okay, good. All right. So it's pretty simple for you because men are simpler. But you got to think about it. Your answer is either going to be buzzer or clipper.
Oh, I like this. Okay.
Okay, so your answers to these five are going to be either buzzer or clippers for manscaping purposes.
Okay.
All right, a little warm up. This should be easy.
All right.
This first one, facial hair, buzzer or clipper? If you had to pick between a buzzer and a clipper.
Now, when you say facial hair, do you mean beard?
Yeah, like beard or even just like my scruff now, which is unshaven. I'm going to say buzzer. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Good. Yeah, like a light buzzer to the facial hair. Right. That's good. Now, normally, of course, men will mostly...
What threw me off is like you probably would do the edging like of the sideburns maybe with like a straight razor or like something smaller.
Yeah.
But yeah, buzzer.
But yeah, so yeah. All right. Here's where it gets interesting.
Oh.
I'm looping these two together for this one question because they're in the same geography. So, you ready?
Anything? I know where you're going already.
Butt crack / gooch. Are you doing buzzer or clipper for men? What do men prefer in the butt crack gooch area?
Oh, shit.
And the gooch is like, begins where like, you know, the space between the balls and the butt crack, and the butt hole.
I'm going to say clipper. Because in case the buzzer gets out of control, you're going to clip something very sensitive.
It's very good.
Did I get it right?
You got that one right. Yes. Clippers for the...
Tricky, though.
It is tricky.
There's a fair amount of hair there, probably. So you'd probably... Yeah.
So that's clipper
get the
grooming.
Wax in there.
Oh, that sounds awful. Shit, that sounds... Waxing? Fuck that.
Yeah.
Thank God it's not one of the categories.
Yeah.
All right, chest hair, clipper. If you had to choose between a clipper or a buzzer, men's chest hair.
I'm gonna go with buzzer because you gotta attack that sucker. Full on, full force, like 0 to 60.
You got that one wrong.
What do you mean chest hair is clipper?
Chest hair is clipper because. Have you ever watched the Seinfeld episode where he turns into the werewolf? He's like going like this. He's like itching himself. That's kind of what happens sometimes with the buzzer, because the buzzer you get really deep, but it kind of creates like a little like sometimes rashy area. I go clipper with chest hair.
Wait, clipper is scissors?
Yeah,
but that's
buzzer.
That's debatable though, because we've definitely. At least I mean, once have some, used the buzzer.
Yeah, you can. I'm just saying preference.
Just your personal preference.
Yeah, I should have prefaced that.
See, that was a trick question.
Luckily there's no
You have a lot of square footage to cover.
I know.
You know? Well, just anybody.
I'm
like,
hairy as shit. Yeah.
The size of your face, the size of your chest, you got a lot of area to cover. Mm. So I would think that it'd be better to use something electric.
Now that is quicker. Now that's definitely quicker, but sometimes like it's rashier because if it gets down to the stubble, right? If you buzz and then it's the stubble, and then you got to use the razor to get more in depth. I like using clippers because it's trim.
I know it gets itchy. The chocha is the same way. Like, after you get waxed and starts to grow in, it can get irritated. It's itchy.
Yeah.
You know, because the hair is really coarse. It's coming through in the follicle, so.
That's why the chest hair, I mean, some guys like completely cleaning off the chest hair, like bare skin.
Yeah.
But it comes back. It always comes back.
Like a vengeance.
You can't kill it.
Can't kill it.
Only laser stuff is when you can actually like squash for a while. But again, for me, I use scissors, clipper. I'm using scissors as a clipper thing. Even though clippers can be an electrical term. But buzzer is what I mean. That's what I mean.
I would argue that buzzer would be better for chest hair because you're going to be here all day with a friggin' clipper.
Well, I'm an as-needed grooming type of guy.
I know.
So it's just like, if that gets long, you know what I mean? All right. So, leg hair.
Oh.
Clipper or buzzer?
Oh, clipper.
That was a trick question. I don't trim my leg hairs at all.
I knew it.
Well, there's only the only area that can get crowded where you can, I think I've maybe done it
crowded?
A couple times. Like the hair behind like the fold between in the back of your knee to where your hamstring
okay.
kind of area.
Okay.
That can get a little hairy, and sometimes like you can clip that area, and it's like it feels a difference because that's like a bend in your leg. But that was just a trick question I had for you, to throw you off.
Damn, that was a trick question because I know you don't do jack shit with your legs, nor should you. Like, you know.
Yeah, that's why I threw that in. But I'm saving this one for last. I think you're gonna get this one right.
Okay.
But the last one, the ball sack, and you gotta factor in front and back.
That's gotta balls. Be Clipper. Yeah. You're not gonna go electric with that sucker.
No, I'm not going electric. No way. No.
You'll go home with friggin' band-aids everywhere. Take one wrong
sounds
turn.
Awful. Sounds awful. All right, so you did pretty good at that. You did a good job on that
okay.
one.
Okay. I'm gonna call shenanigans on the chest hair buzzer though, and I'm calling shenanigans on leg hair because you don't do anything with your legs. So.
Right.
I'm calling shenanigans on two.
Hey, remember
questions.
There were no stakes involved with this one. The stakes are for our
like
trivia.
I just get 100%. You know, like
you almost did.
I'd prefer to get 100.
You almost did.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I guarantee you're going to score better than I will in your quiz. I'm sure.
Right. Well, unfortunately, mine is not a 50-50 either or question. You're going to have to. You're going to have to define what it is or what you think it is.
Oh, this is going to be. A bloodbath. Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, so like I said, these are a combination of like spa and beauty terms. I threw a few in of each. Mm-hmm. So just first thing off your mind, what you think it is and like what you think it could be. Okay, so the first one is microdermabrasion.
Say that again.
The first one is microdermabrasion.
What the fuck is going on? Microdermabrasion.
Yeah.
All right, let's break this word down. Yeah. Micro, small. Derm is skin.
Mm, good.
Abrasion is like a bruise. Right? Abrasion is like a bruise or a... but it doesn't really narrow it down. Man, women are all like fucking scientists. Microdermabrasion. This is what this is how they sell you in products, right? They get like technical, overly sciencey terms. This can cover your microdermabrasion. Microdermabrasion.
TikTok. Gotta come up with an answer.
How am I supposed to answer it?
Well, okay. What do you think it is? Just what?
Skincare? Lotion? Lotion for your skin?
It's not lotion.
All right, that's my answer. I don't know.
All right, your answer
else.
Is lotion? All right, so what it is. Do you want me to tell you what it is up front or go back at the end?
Yeah, because I have no fucking clue, obviously.
Okay, so it's a spa treatment. That puts these small, like, abrasive crystals on your skin in kind of like a circular motion. And essentially, it's an exfoliating tool that you get done at a spa that it essentially takes off the first layer of dead skin. So you were headed really in the right direction. Micro,
derm,
small,
yeah.
Derm, skin, and then abrasion, you know, just kind of like that exfoliating motion.
Man, this goes back to the racket. Oh, we're going to rub crystals into your skin, and we're going to get rid of the dead skin by rubbing crystals. We're going to rub crystals into your skin to be really beautiful. I mean, that does sound like it would make you beautiful, I guess, to like rub crystals into your skin.
No, the crystal part is not the important part. It's just a rough surface. So it's an exfoliant. It's an exfoliating treatment.
I would hope so. They're taking crystals and rubbing it into your skin.
You're latching onto the crystals. The crystals not the like.
But that's
word.
What it is. That's what you're getting.
No, it's an exfoliating treatment for your face. That's what it is.
All right.
Jeez,
that was rough. Go ahead.
Right
keep
out of the
going.
Gate. Okay. What is contouring?
Contouring. I mean, obviously, it's like shape, but what is it shaping? Contouring. I have to guess like what the procedure is.
It could be a procedure, but it could also be makeup. It's those are the two categories it could fall into.
Oh, you may. Well, all right.
I'm sorry. I should have picked
contour.
One. I'm sorry.
I was going to get it anyways. Contouring. I feel like I've seen. I feel like maybe you helped tip me off with this contouring with the makeup thing.
Yeah. See, I'm giving you friggin' hints.
Is the contouring like your head, like your face?
Yep.
Well, that's makeup.
It goes on your face, but then what is it? What does it do? What is it?
Does it help blend like your non-makeup parts with your makeup parts?
Is that your final answer?
That's the best I'm gonna get.
Okay, but you were getting on the right track. Like you were pretty close-ish.
Okay.
So it's not blending of non-makeup parts to makeup parts. It's essentially like I would find like a brownish colored powder or cream.
Mm-hmm.
And contouring, you know, it essentially kind of defines certain lines. Like you would put some here to define your cheekbones. Like it's a way to make your features pop. And you would usually use it in conjunction with highlights. So that would be something kind of brighter than your skin.
Okay.
So you're essentially, you would use blending, but you would use like your skin tone as a base. And then you'd use the contouring to make like certain features pop. And then use the highlight to contrast with the contouring. It's a whole thing. I don't contour myself.
I almost fell asleep.
Okay. Wow.
There's a lot going on.
On to the next then. Yeah, all right.
That's fine.
What is serum?
Serum? Well, you know, typically serum in movies is like a cure for a disease or a sickness.
Okay.
But I have no clue. Serum. I don't know. Mineral lotion?
Well, you were close-ish with it's topical. It is something you put on your face.
Okay.
So you usually put it on your face before you put on lotion. It would be, it's almost like a concentrate for something, like you can do like an anti-aging serum or like a vitamin C serum or a brightening serum. It's something that like you put it on your face after you've washed your face before you put on other products to kind of really soak into the skin.
Oh, hold on, rewind for a second. Hold on. You put it on your face.
Yes.
Then you wash it off.
No. Other way around. You wash your face, and it's the first thing you put on your face.
After you wash your face.
Before you put on face lotion and makeup and anything else. It's like the base layer. That way, really, whatever you're trying to do.
Pre-makeup.
Really,
post-shower, pre-makeup.
This anti-aging, or serum, so to speak, will really soak in. Okay. Well, I won't bore you, because I know you're already bored.
There's a lot. Okay, go ahead.
There's a lot. Okay. So, what is a kabuki brush?
A what? Kabuki?
Kabuki brush. I'll give you a hint. It's for makeup, but what part of your face
Thank
is it
God
used
for that.
On?
I was assuming brush would be for the hair, but no. Even makeup has brushes.
See, I gave you a hint.
I know. Kabuki brush, and it's for makeup.
Mm-hmm. That's the only hint you're getting.
What is the language of origin? What's the country of origin for kabuki?
All you have to do is pick a feature from the face that you think it goes on. Like, what is the brush for? It's makeup related, so...
Shot in the dark. Eyelids.
No.
No?
It's for like foundation, so it's for the whole face.
Foundation.
Yeah, it's for powder or foundation.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
Kabuki.
Eyelids.
that was my only guess, is eyelids.
You were close. Okay, so last one is dermaplaning.
Dermaplaning? Well, obviously skin, but so planing.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck does that mean? Dermaplaning? Is that like making sure like all the parts of your face like look the same as you put skin product on? Like planing? Like making it like look sleek? I don't know.
No, it's a good guess though. You want to know what it is?
Yeah.
It's another treatment you would get at a spa. So they take like a very small blade. And they're, again, removing that top layer of skin. And it also, you know, so it's like a natural brightening treatment. And then they're also kind of removing, like, peach fuzz.
Is this, like, after the crystals going?
No, I wouldn't do this with microdermabrasion because they're both, like, very exfoliating. So I think you would get them at separate times.
God damn.
It's like a little baby razor that they put across your face. And they take, like, the peach fuzz off.
All right.
Because ladies don't shave their face, so.
The peach fuzz.
Yeah, so sorry, those are really hard.
I mean, like I was, you know, even if I knew a little bit, still would be.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff. Way too much stuff.
I know. All right, well, I think now it's time to roll into our final game of this segment. And are we doing book report trivia? We're putting that on the line again?
It's time, because you're on a winning streak. You're on your little winning streak. I had to watch Bridget Jones' Diary. I had to watch Pretty Woman.
Oh, so good.
Back to back.
So good.
So you're on a 2-0 winning streak right now. after I started with my first, well, I only have one victory. So right now you're up 2-1, the book reports.
I know. Pretty so, great.
All right. So I guess this is a unique one because for this trivia question, we agreed 50-50.
Yeah, and in keeping with our beauty and makeup theme here today, we are going to be doing some movie set trivia about makeup, right?
Yeah, yeah. And okay. So now here's my only thing.
Okay.
What if we both get it wrong? Or what if there's a tie? Are we both doing a book report?
Oh.
I think yes.
Okay.
If none of us, I mean, again, if there's got to be a clear winner, like if, you know, like right. If you win and you stump me, obviously.
Right. Well, I think if we both lose, it's a draw. If we both get it right, it's a draw. Then, right. Draw, right. Nobody does a book report. Wait.
Because usually when we draw, we both get the punishment.
Okay. But what if we're both victorious? What if we both get it right?
Then it's a draw still.
Then we still both do it?
We both have to do a book report.
Wait, no. In one scenario, there has to be a winner where the winner doesn't have to do the book report if they won. If they got the
if they had the question right, but the other person gets stumped, right?
Okay. I think if we both lose, we have to do it. If one of us lose, we have to do it.
Right.
If we both get the question right, then it's a draw. We don't do it.
All right. Okay.
It's up to you.
All right, if we both get it right,
that's how you win. Like there has to be a winning scenario.
That's true. Okay, so if we fair. If we both get it right, the next episode we have to do another
tiebreaker.
Yeah, the next episode will be okay for the next book report. That's
fair.
I like that. All right, cool. All right, so you want to go first?
Okay, so mine has to do with makeup on a movie set. And so my question to you of these two characters, who spent longer in the makeup chair? Was it John Travolta in the musical adaptation of Hairspray when they did that movie? Or was it Rebecca Romijn playing Mystique in X-Men? Who spent longer in the makeup chair?
So they do a lot of CGI in the X-Men movies, but Mystique is like blue and scaly.
Exactly.
This is a tricky one. And then John Travolta was in makeup and Hairspray.
Yep, he played a woman. He played a fat woman.
Oh, thank you for that little nugget. But now I remember what he looks like. I saw the ads on at some point. So yeah, okay, John Travolta played a woman. I'm gonna go with Travolta as a woman. Took longer.
Nice, you got it wrong.
Shit. Damn it.
So John Travolta only spent 5 hours in the chair. Rebecca Romijn spent 9.
Just to play Mystique? Holy shit.
And also Jennifer Lawrence, too, when they did the revival.
She played the younger version. Damn.
Yep.
Wow, so that was legit makeup. That wasn't even CGI. That's impressive.
No.
Holy crap.
I mean, they probably add CGI to it, but they do a lot of it just from makeup.
Wow. I figured they have...
Sorry, boo.
Wow.
Got it wrong.
You had a good bait with John Travolta. That was good bait. Damn. All right.
All right, your turn.
Okay, so those of us have seen The Grinch with Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
The live action one's pretty cool. How long did Jim Carrey spend in the makeup chair for The Grinch? Was it over 2 hours or was it over 4 hours?
I'm going to say with confidence, it's over 4 hours.
Wrong.
No, it's like 12 hours.
No, he said it's two. What I saw online was 2 hours and 15 minutes. He spent roughly 2 hours, 15 minutes in
Bullshit.
Makeup.
Bullshit. 12 hours is how long. He spent hours and hours in the chair, not two. No way.
That's what the internet said.
No, the internet is wrong. The internet I saw said 12, because I came across that same trivia.
12 hours?
Yep.
Mine said 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Bullshit.
In makeup.
Maybe 12 hours and 15 minutes. No way.
You're declaring shenanigans
on this? I'm declaring shenanigans. We're going to have to circle back. Nope. I'm calling bullshit.
All right, well, this is what a mess. This episode this episode is such a mess. All right.
Sorry, but I'm calling bullshit. No way. All because right. I remember seeing an interview with Jim Carrey where he had to like talk to someone who about like meditation techniques because it took so long in the chair.
Why did it say 2 hours? I mean, mine said when I looked it up, it was 2 hours.
I mean, I'll still do a punishment. But I'm gonna
ask Well, I got you. It wrong, so I can't have you do it unless I definitely stumped you.
All right, I think we're gonna have to do a tiebreaker round then once we get the real answer about the Grinch.
All right, so now it has to happen next episode.
Yeah.
We do another trivia.
Next episode is a tiebreaker.
Well, basically, I have to quiz you only because right. because you got me. I have to basically stump you to survive.
Right, and then we need to have a tiebreaker.
This
round.
Is a mess.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm calling shenanigans on that because I did see an interview with him.
Damn it.
Yeah, sorry.
All right.
Sorry to call you out.
My internet info was wrong. The internet lied to me.
The internet
How dare lie. You, internet lied to me. How dare you?
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Apparently. So all right, we'll verify.
I'm going to demand a recount on that because...
next episode, we'll clarify this. Yes. We'll get the right internet answer, the best internet answer we can get.
Mm-hmm. Got to get Jim Carrey on the phone. Find out.
Yeah, that would work too.
Yeah.
Damn.
Watching you.
All right. All right. Well, all right, everyone. Hang on. To be continued.
To be continued. Tune in next time. We will declare a winner in next episode. Until then.
What a mess. Put makeup on. Clean up that mess.
Manscape,
but do it right.
Go groom yourself. Kronk and the Bro is produced in partnership by House of Kronk and Young Hall. This episode is edited and mixed by Sarah Kronk. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and follow us on social media at Kronk and the Bro. Thanks for listening.